This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. The race to represent the Lehigh Valley in the U.S. Congress remains undecided, with thousands of ballots still to be counted as of early this morning. I'm joined by Andrew Wagaman, Allentown City reporter for The Morning Call, who's been covering the race. Welcome to WLVR's Morning Edition, Andrew.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Pennsylvania's 7th Congressional District is the site of a hard-fought race between incumbent Susan Wild, a Democrat, and Lisa Scheller, a Republican. Where does the count stand as of now?
Yeah, so right now, Lisa Scheller, the Republican, still maintains about a 1.5 percentage point lead, or a little bit under about a 5,000 vote edge. But of course, we have still roughly 45,000 mail-in ballots to count, the majority of which are in Lehigh County, close to 40,000 there, and then a couple thousand in Monroe County and Northampton County. So, and right now, the Lehigh County mail-in ballots that have been counted so far have been going to Wild about 3-1. So it would appear likely that at that rate, Wild would be able to catch up to Scheller.
When we spoke to pollster Chris Borick, who works with The Morning Call, it's clear that the use of mail-in balloting is just much greater among registered Democrats in this election season than it was among Republicans, and that could affect the outcome, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, on election night, Scheller had a double-digit lead before they really started providing much of an update on the mail-in ballot count. Northampton County was very good about getting those results out, very early Wednesday morning, late Tuesday night. And of course, by that point, Wild began closing the gap. And then yesterday, as more results trickled out from Lehigh and later on Monroe, that gap continued to tighten.
Polling also showed Susan Wild over the past several weeks with a sizable advantage. It's sort of an interesting parallel to the projections for the presidential race in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, absolutely. Our polling showed that Susan Wild was seeking to cast herself as a sort of center-left pragmatist who, during her first term, has worked across the aisle to advance legislation important to her, often related to access to affordable health care, and was hoping that in what remains a somewhat moderate swing district like PA 7, that she'd have a relatively easy path to victory. And our polling showed that at least a month or so out, that Lisa Scheller still had some work to do in terms of gaining name recognition. But as of Tuesday night, she did a great job with turnout at the polls, getting nearly as many in-person votes as President Trump. Throughout the campaign, she sought to flatten differences between the more progressive and moderate wings of the Democratic Party, and really, try to cast Wild as a sort of a quote-unquote puppet of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. And And, she touted her own experience running a business and a record-cutting taxes as a Lehigh County commissioner. And, it seems to have resonated with, at the very least, her base, and, created a pretty tighter than we expected.
Yeah, it looks like with thousands of votes still to be counted, however the result finally ends up, and I suppose we'll probably have a pretty good idea by later today or Friday, it's going to be closer than the double digits that polls projected.
Yeah, absolutely. At this rate, I don't really see how it could end up being more than 4 or 5 points. Maybe it'll be mid-single digits, but most likely it'll just be a couple-point victory for a while if the mail-in ballots continue.
Do you care to predict when we might have a definitive result?
Yeah, it really depends on how quickly Lehigh County is able to get their ballots finished counting today. I do believe it'll be today. County Executive Phil Armstrong even said potentially later this morning, although given that they still had about half to go, that seems a little bit ambitious. But, you know, if they're updating online, you'll see some additional progress in the race, and I think they'll finish it up later this afternoon. So, you know, barring a stop to the count, I think we'll hopefully get a result later today.
Andrew Wagaman has been covering the Wild Scheller race for the Morning Call here in the Lehigh Valley. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.